You're listening to SBS News.
Police struggled to disperse protesters in the early hours of Monday morning. The protest was actually over when a small group of people broke through barriers at the Legislative Council building and tried to make their way into the foyer. When the permit to protest expired at midnight, police were forced to use batons and pepper spray to move the crowd on. But the fracas became even more physical and they pushed the crowd away from the area. The mass demonstration had begun peacefully earlier in the day. Organisers say somewhere in the region of 1 million people attended the seven-hour march during the day. That would make it the biggest rally in three decades, second only to a demonstration in 1989 that drew 1.5 million people to support the Tiananmen Square protests in China, according to organiser Civil Human Rights Front. Police estimate the crowd was around 240,000. What isn't up for debate is the reason for the protest. The huge crowds of people had gathered en masse to voice their opposition to a highly contentious government bill which would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. Former legislator, now activist Lee Chuk Yan, says people are extremely concerned about the bill.
The people of Hong Kong want to protect our freedom of speech, our rule of law, our judicial system, and also our economic foundation, which is a welcome to international investor. If the international investor, lose confidence in Hong Kong because of this, evil bill, then the Hong Kong will economically would also be destroyed.
The government plans to bring the bill to the full legislature, bypassing the committee process in order to try and win approval by the end of this month. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has pushed on in the face of widespread criticism from human rights and business groups. Protesters young and old were united in the streets, determined to make their feelings known. Alex Ning, a 67-year-old retiree, says the protest was about unity.
I'm here to take part with everyone against this law for extradition to China because I think that there was never any public consultation about this law and there are a lot of uncertainties. We should not pass this law.
24-year-old office worker Miu Wong says it's about letting Carrie Lam know how she feels.
What can we do to get Carrie Lam to listen to us? How many people have to come out to make her reconsider listening to the public and not just rush to pass the law before July? I've come out myself and I hope I can encourage others so that Carrie Lam can hear our voice and see how much we don't want this law amendment.
The amendments have been widely criticised as eroding Hong Kong's judicial independence by making it easier to send criminal suspects to mainland China where they could face vague national security charges and unfair trials. Hong Kong was guaranteed the right to retain its own social, legal and political systems for 50 years, following its handover from British to Chinese rule in 1997, the so-called One Country, Two Systems framework. However, China's ruling Communist Party has been seen as increasingly reneging on that agreement by forcing through unpopular legal changes. Hong Kong currently limits extraditions to jurisdictions with which it has existing extradition agreements, or to others on an individual basis under a law passed before 1997. China was excluded because of concerns over its poor record on legal independence and human rights. In recent years, mainland authorities have targeted opponents by accusing them of dubious crimes such as tax evasion, something not lost on this protester, Bruce Louis.
Mainland China use all sorts of way to exercise the so-called dictatorship in Hong Kong, to kidnap the people they treat as enemy.
This was the most well-attended rally since a 2003 protest that challenged government plans for tighter national security laws, which were later abandoned. In the face of fierce criticism, Carrie Lam has tweaked the proposals for this bill but has refused to withdraw it, saying it is vital to plug a long-standing loophole. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.